At Winchester was a wedding the like was never seen, 'twixt lusty Ralph of Reading and bonny Black Bess of the Green. The fiddlers were crowding before, each lass was as fine as a queen. There was 100 and more, for all the whole country came in. Brisk Robin led Rose so fair, she looked like a lily of vale. And ruddy-faced Harry led Mary, and Roger led Bouncing Nell. With Tommy came smiling Katie, he helped her over the stile, and swore there was none so pretty in 40 and 40 long mile. Kit gave a green gown to Betty, and lent her his hand to rise, but Jenny was jeered by Watty for looking blue under the eyes. Thus merrily chatting all day, they passed to the bride house along, with Johnny and pretty-faced Nanny, the fairest of all the throng. The bridegroom came out to meet him, afraid the dinner was spoiled, and ushered him in to treat him with baked and roast and boiled. The lads were frolic and jolly, for each had a lass by his side, but Willie was melancholy, for he had a mind to the bride. Then Philip began her health, and turned a beer glass on his thumb, but Jenkin was reckoned for drinking the best in Christendom. And now they had dined, advancing into the midst of the hall. The fiddler struck up for dancing, and Jeremy led up the brawl. But Marjorie kept a quarter, a lass that is proud of her pelf, 'cause Arthur had stolen her garter, and swore he would tie it himself. She struggled, she blushed and frowned, and ready with anger to cry, 'cause Arthur, with tying her garter, had slipped up his hands too high. And now for throwing the stocking, the bride away was led. The bridegroom got drunk, was knocking for candles to light him to bed. But Robin, that found him silly, most kindly took him aside, while that his wife with Willie was playing a whooper's hide. And now the warm game begins, the critical minute was come, and chatting and billing and kissing went merrily round the room. Pert Stephen was kind to Betty, as blithe as a bird in the spring, and Tommy was so to Katie, and wedded her with a rush ring. Zuki, that danced with the cushions, an hour from the room had been gone, and Barnaby knew by her blushing that some other dance had been done. And thus of the 50 fair maids that went to the wedding with men, scarce 5 of the 50 was left ye, that so did return again. Brisk Dolly and pretty-faced Kate, this merriment they did adore. Each lass had been pleased with her mate, as they never had been before. Nay, Susan was pleased at heart, she said it and said it again. The young men have played their part, and no one had cause to complain. The day was in merriment spent, the pipers and fiddlers they play, before all the throng as they went, thus they made an end of the day.